We're on the Shifas Tes Amud Aleph, and we just talked about the idea of Atzeres in Malacha. Since the word didn't need to be there, it could have said Lo Tase Malacha. We use it as a Gzeres Shava to be able to learn from it that even the last day of Sukkis, also one could still bring the Shalmei Chagiga. What the Gemara wants to do now is wants to bring a different Makor. That if one needed to, you could still bring the Chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres. Right? So one did it from Gzeres Shava. They ask you on a test, where do you learn it from? One was from Gzeres Shava. Now we'll give you another source. Vatana, right? Vatana Maisila Mahacha. The Tana learns it from here. By the way, why did they call him the Tana? Because the other source learned it was a Brisa, was an Amora. This is saying this is from a Tana. The Tanya, because it was taught in a Brisa, v'chagosim oso chag la'Hashem shivas yamim. Right, you should celebrate 7 days. Yachol yehechogeg v'holach. I might have thought that one continues to bring chagiga all 7 days. Right? Meaning you bring a chagiga on each day of the yontif. That's another one of those where you need Rashi to help you with what he's saying. Yachol yehechogeg v'holach kol shiva. I might have thought it was telling me that I got to bring a chagiga every single day. Right, yehechoge kol shiva. Let me see if I got that right. Yeah. Another chagiga about each day. Tam lomar oso it, meaning oso atachogeg. You only celebrate it by one day by bringing the chagiga, and you don't celebrate it kol shiva by bringing the chagiga all 7 days. Meaning, presumably, it's the first day that was set up to bring the chagiga. So then, why does it say shiva litashlumen to tell you that you could use the other days to make up? How do I know? Minayin she'im lo chag yantaf rishon shel chag shechogeg v'holech es kol haregel v'yantaf ha'achron even shmini atzeres. Talmud lomar b'chodesh hashvi tachogu oso. In the 7th month you shall do the chagiga. By the Torah mentioning the month, the Torah is indicating that even after the 7 days of Sukkis, on shmini atzeres, you could still do the chagiga. What? Let's see. So, Iba Chodesh Hashvi, if this phrase in the 7th month is telling you when the Chagiga could be brought, Yachol Yehe, I might have thought the whole month, right? Right? I might have thought the whole month could be a time that it's brought. So, the Gemara says, right? Ella. Oh, let's go slower here. Let's go slow. I don't want to. Let's do it right. Let's go slow. Take it back one step. Here we go. So Tana Maisila Mehacha. The author, the Tana, learned it here and it was brought down in a Braisa. The Tanya v'chagosim oso chag la'Hashem shivas yamim. Yacho yehechoge kol shiva. You might think that it should be offered all shiva, right? All 7 days of yontiv, you should bring it. Tamalomer oso it. Oso ata, on that day itself, you do it, the first day. You don't bring it all 7 days. So why does it say, Imke lama nemar shiva, why does it say shiva? Litashlumen. They all could be used as makeup days. So how do we know that if you didn't do it on the first day, shechogeg v'holach kol regel, you could do the other days, and even the Yom Tov Achron. Talmud lomar, because it says, b'chodesh hashvi'i, on the 7th month, right? So b'chodesh hashvi'i tachagu oso, you should celebrate it by bringing the chagiga. So if it's b'chodesh hashvi'i, you might think you can go the entire month. Tamalomar oso. Therefore, it says oso only it, the yomtif itself, you tachogeg. You don't keep going the whole entire month. So the 7th month, all it's really doing is including something that was not typically included in Sukkis, and that's Shmini Atzeres. The chodesh is including the extra month. What's it called? Okay, so that's the limud. That's the limud over here. There are some problems with it, challenges, which the Gemara in Psachim addresses about why the Torah says 7 days, when in fact Sukkot is 8 days, when the Chagiga can be brought. But again, it could be because it has differences. So again, this second limud. The first limud telling me that the Chagiga could be brought on Shmini Atzeres was a Gzeira Shava. From Atzor, it could have said Lo Tase Malacha. Instead, it has Gzeres Shava of Atzor. The second limud is learned from the fact that it says the entire month, B'chodesh Hashvi'i Techago Oso. You should celebrate it, Techago Oso. Okay. Now, we said it's Tashlumen. that you could use the rest of Sukkot to make up for miss. The real day to bring the Shalmei Chagiga is the first day. We said the rest of the days can serve as makeup days. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, makeup days, tashlumen? What's it making up? Rabbi Yochanan says, tashlumen l'rishon. It's making up for the first day of Yom. We finally now get to explain that machlokas that we got to at the first mission, the first Gemara there. It's making up by using the word oso. The Torah was designating one day as the main time for the Chagiga. The other days then are just ways to make up for what you did wrong. So let me ask you this. Based on Rabbi Yochanan, if I bring it on the third day, is that ideal? No, that's a tashlumen. It's making up for the first day. When I bring it on the fourth day, it's making up for the first day. Rabbi Oshia comes along and says, no, tashlumen ze laze. What that means, each day is potentially chayev in chagiga. First day, second day, third day. And therefore, if one could not bring the chagiga on the first day and brought it on the third day, his chiyuv of the chagiga is considered as it was that day, the third. It's not a tashlumen derishon. So we had the case of a guy who was lame on day one, venispashet, and became better. So if you asked me on a game show, when was that person's chiyuv in chagiga, I would have said whatever day he got better. If it was the fourth day, that's his chiyuv. Rav Oshia says it. Rav Oshia. Where's Rav Oshia's limud? Because he understands that the whole Kol Shiva we have, it says all 7 days you could bring the Chagiga. He understands, it says Chodesh, right? We said you could bring it all days, even Shmini Atzeres. He understands the nature of that Pasuk is not just telling you a makeup identity. I actually think his limud's easier. Because we saw Psukim that tell us you could bring every day. They at face value did not seem to minimize what is the ideal day. Although there was one word that we saw, Oso. Remember at the beginning of the second drusha just now, the way we started the Gemara today, the word Oso, b'chagosim Oso, indicated the first day is the best. So the first opinion in this machlokas, Rav Yochanan will say, look, I have the word Oso. Rav Oshia said, Oso just means whatever day you're chayav on, but we have v'chodesh teaching you all days. So they're all the ideal day. They're all the ideal day. According to Rav Oshia, according to Rav Oshia, he still agrees that it's whenever your chiyuv kicks in first. It's not about a day. It's whenever your chiyuv kicks in first, according to Rav Oshia. According to Rav Yochanan, there's a fundamental ideal state of the first day. According to Rav Oshia, it's got nothing to do with the first day. It's whenever your first chiyuv. You understand? It's not about the day. It's whenever your first chayev. Could be day four, day five. Sounds like so far, Rav Oshia, tashlumen zelzeh means whenever your first chayev comes in.
Whenever your first chayev?
Whenever your obligation. You're not obligated first day.
I forgot the first day. I've got to bring you the first day.
Oshia, Rashi says, tashlumen zelzeh. Ein lecha yom behem shechova so taluya ba'atzma. Each day is where the chiyuv is essentially a part of the day. Lamisha, no, you're a person who didn't show up in the days before. Yerushanir, lavi ikr l'day. That day is his ikr day. And the days afterwards are always a tashlumen to its own day. It's not a tashlumen to the day before. It's whatever is the chiyuv. So it sounds like from Rashi, even if you sat at home the first day and you missed the calendar, second day is also, it's fine. For 7 days. The kash is what do you do with Oso? So my benea, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? Amar Abzeira, the difference is chigir biyom rishon and ispashit biyom sheni. Someone was lame on the first day and got better on the second day, ika benea. That's going to be the main nafkamina between them. Right? A person is exempt from the olus re'ia and the shalmei chagiga. And Rabbi Yochanan says, tashlumen l'rishon. Each day can be used to make up for the first day. But since this guy had no chiv on the first day, there's nothing to make up for. Kevin de lochazi b'rishon, lochazi b'sheni. What's he bringing in on the second day? There's no purpose. Rav Oshia says they're all a tashlumen for their own day. And therefore, even if though he wasn't eligible on the first day, chazi b'sheni, he is good to go on this second day. And therefore, since he's good to go on this second day, that's a new chiyuv is generated at that moment. You have a similar machlokas by Shabbos. The Rishonim discussed, Marum or others. You have a machlokas whether or not the Isser Malacha of Shabbos is generated from the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, or is it generated from every minute of Shabbos? What's the nafkamina? A guy who listens, finishes Shabbos and then flies across the dateline, and he winds up 2 hours before the end of Shabbos somewhere. Does he have to keep Shabbos midaraisa? So if you say that the first moment is what generates the Isser Malacha, he wasn't there for that. If you say every minute generates the Isser Malacha, now he's right in this moment, there's an Isser Malacha. So it's the same idea. What kicks in the Chiyav over here? Is it the first minute, or is it each and every subsequent moment, a subsequent day, which causes the Chiyav in the obligation? Let's read the Gemara again. Yeah.
Sure.
And an Avel, let's say, Onen, right? Is exempt from Havdalah. Does all of a sudden a Chiyuv kick in? So that's same Achlukas. When was his Chiyuv generated? If it was generated there by a certain time frame and he was totally Potter, why does he have to do Havdalah?
So say they were davening. If you forgot to daven.
So we say Tashlumen. If you forget to daven, you have to make Tashlumen. You have the same dinim. The Gemara and Brachas talk about making up. You miss Shachris.
So what is your Chiyuv?
Two Minchas. You do the next
you
one.
Miss the Chiyuv time.
So you have Tashlumen. You make it up. That's Tashlumen. So this Machlokas tells us that what are you making up here? Are you making up the first day on day two, day three? Are you making up the first day, or are you making up each other? By the fact that the case of a guy who was lame on the first day is exempt now from bringing it the rest of the days, even if he's better according to Rabbi Yochanan? By the way, you now have all the answers to all your questions. That shows you that if he missed the first day just because of negligence, he could certainly bring it the next day. You understand? Tashlumin derishon, nafkamina, only excluded a guy who had no chiyav on the first day. Not a guy who was lazy. The guy who's lazy the first day, he's got to bring it second, got to bring it third, whatever it is. That's what it sounds like. So let's read the Gemara again from the Gemara itself. Start from the Gemara. Minan, Emili, how do I know that Atzeres is a day that's included in bringing the Chagiga? Just like over there is Tashlumen by Pesach, so too over here by Sukkot is Tashlumen. So no, that only works if it's Mufna. Otherwise, it's going to get nailed because the Elav Mufna, because if it's not Mufna, you could ask a question. Ikala Mifrach. Ma l'shvi shepen Pesach she'enchein eno chol b'shlonav. No, the Shvi shel Pesach is unique, that it's not different than the days that are before it. But you want to say that about Shmini of Sukkot, where it's Chaluk B'Shalom, where it's different than the before? So that, if it wasn't Mufna, you would have asked that Kasha. But thank God it's Mufna. Le'ei Ufni Mufna. Indeed, it is Mufna. Because Michti, my Atzeres, Atzor Ba'asiyas Malacha, stopping in Asiyas Malacha. Why do we need to say that? It already says, Lo Taseh Malacha, do not do Malacha. So Atzeres, the Kasa Rachman Alamali, El Shmamina, it's Afnuya to learn from it. Now today's Limud, Tanem, Maisel Machdani, Chagosim Chagosim Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yamim. You might think, Yachol Yechoge Kol Shiva, Tamal Omar, Oso, only that day. Only that day at Achogeg. And you don't do it all 7 days. So why does it say Shiva? Tell you make it up. Tashlumen. And how do I know if you don't chag yantav rishon chag yechog the whole kol regel yantav achron tamalomar mechodesh hashvi tachagu also. So if it's the whole month, you might think you can go the whole month tamalomar also tachog yatachogeg. You don't celebrate that day. By the way, this one sounds like this second drasha also, and this sounds more like Rabbi Yochanan. It could be Rabbi Yochanan is using the second drasha, and Rav Oshia is using the gzeirah shava at the beginning, the first answer. My tashlum, Rabbi Yochanan says tashlum, the Rishon Lishon says tashlum, zelazeh. My bnei, what's the nafkamina? Am Rav Zeir, it's a chiger. Right, a guy was lame on one day and got better on the second day. Ika bneu. So Rabbi Yochanan says tashlum, the Rishon came to lochaz Rishon. The guy shouldn't do it second. The Rishon says tashlum, zelazeh. Af agav the lochazim Rishon, chazi b'sheni. It's going to be roi on the sheni. Now the Gemara is going to go next and question whether or not Rabbi Yochanan really said this about a lame guy who recovered. Is that really true that someone who was out of play on the first day and recovers later does not bring the Shalmei Chagiga? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? We're going to point out a contradiction from another statement of his. Stop there.